Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Big changes often start with small steps, as the events in the Middle East have shown us in recent days. Closer to home, one of those changes may have begun with a symphony orchestra, a composer, and a world premiere concerto for the tuba. It's the largest and lowest brass instrument, long consigned to the shadows. But composer and conductor Gunther Schuller elevated the tuba to the limelight at Boston University last night, as WBUR's David Boeri reports.
So let's get the jokes out of the way first. Let's face it, even the name tuba is funny. I mean, you have piano, viola, piccolo, and the tuba. It's the instrument for the back of the house. For comedian Martin Mull, the tuba is the perfect substitute for dueling banjos. Of course, as every member of a high school marching band knows, you can't have a football game without a tuba or two, or four. But as soon as the season's over, the tuba is like the non-essential help that gets to go home early when it snows. Enter Gunther Schuller. Do you feel sorry for the tuba?
No, I celebrate the tuba. It's an incredible sound, but it depends what you do with it.
If there's a man to elevate the tuba, it's Gunther Schuller. Maestro, horn player, classical and jazz composer, Pulitzer Prize winner, MacArthur genius, and big-time tuba fan.
People have finally understood, God, this instrument can be lyrical, beautiful, it can run around like mad, and I exploited all that in this piece.
This piece, called Concerto No. 2 for Tuba and Orchestra, proves that tuba can do anything the violin can do, says Schuller. Strong words for an instrument once known for giving the to the pop. At other times, the tuba could seem just tubby, as when jazz composer Anthony Braxton performed Composition No. 19 for 100 tubas last year. But it sounds more like a cross between whale calls and planetary indigestion. Schuller's concerto features soloist Mike Roylance of the Boston Symphony Orchestra and a music professor at Boston University. And no, he's not the pudgy kid who got stuck with the tuba. Tonight, he's the athletic lead, for a change.
Some pieces I'll play, like the Dvorak Ninth Symphony, the New World Symphony, it's a 45-minute work, and I play 14 notes out of that. But here, I am the quarterback, the front-line person the entire time.
And so, in a world premiere, with his former drum and bugle corps tuba player in the lead and the Boston University Symphony on stage, Gunther Schuller has moved the tuba to the front of the house. For WBUR, I'm David Boeri.
Audio from last night's concert comes courtesy of Boston University. We had production help from recording engineer Michael Culler at the Psy Performance Center.